With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Jimmy Carter's funeral will be held in Washington early next month as the culmination of roughly a week of remembrances, President Biden announced in a proclamation late Sunday. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Carter's state funeral will take place at Washington National Cathedral on January 9th of 2025. President Biden is expected to deliver one of the eulogies, having previously said Carter asked him to do so. Biden said in his proclamation that flags will fly at half-staff over all government buildings for 30 days after Carter's death. Carter is expected to lie in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta on Saturday and Sunday. His body will then be brought to Washington, where he is expected to lie in state at the Capitol, allowing lawmakers and the public to pay their respects. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, tornadoes and severe storms ripping through several southern states over the weekend, killing at least four people.
A 70-year-old man was killed in Statesville, North Carolina, when a tree landed on his pickup truck Sunday morning. Highway Patrol Trooper DJ Mafucci blames high winds.
He's driving about 40 miles an hour down the roadway, and all of a sudden that tree falls, and it falls direct. I don't even think he saw it coming.
On Saturday, an 18-year-old died in Natchez, Mississippi, when a tree fell on her family's home, according to officials. Another death was also reported in Lowndes County.
Correspondent Julie Walker adds that a fourth fatality from the storms was a woman in Liverpool, Texas. The line of severe weather spawned some 40 tornado reports from southeastern Texas to Alabama. South Korean officials continue to look for the cause of a passenger jet crash that killed 179 people on Sunday. Authorities plan to investigate along with U.S. aviation giant Boeing, which produced the aircraft. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 404 points, the NASDAQ composite down 224. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Georgia.
The state has agreed to allow a Christian college access to financial aid programs in order to end a lawsuit brought on behalf of the school by Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a big win for Luther Rice College and Seminary, and ADF Senior Counselor Ryan Tucker says, quote, Georgia officials did the right thing by allowing Luther Rice to participate while still adhering to its religious beliefs. The state should never limit educational opportunities for students based on their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. This is SRN News. Our home planet has become a more crowded place this year.
Its population increased by more than 71 million people and will total just over 8 billion on New Year's Day. The U.S. Census Bureau says that's a slight slowdown from 2023, when the headcount rose by 75 million. In January 2025, 4.2 births and 2.0 deaths are expected worldwide every second. The Census Bureau says the U.S. grew by 2.6 million people this year. America's population will be 341 million people on New Year's Day. Rich Thomason reporting.
If you're planning on ringing in the new year quietly at home, you're not alone. A majority of U.S. adults say they plan to celebrate New Year's Eve at home, according to a new poll by the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. Only about 5% are planning to go out to celebrate. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.